Well, COVID-19 has brought many surprises, and we're still learning about some of the overreaching effects of the virus the virus has had on the economy at large. One unpredicted aspect during the pandemic has been the increased interest in home renovation projects. Now, the rise in this home projects, the instance of it anyway, has created a shortage in the availability of building materials, not to mention the fact that lumber facilities scaled back during the early lockdowns. I met up with Curtis Mercer. He's interim CEO of the Canadian Home Builders Association of Newfoundland and Labrador. We chat about what's going on.
There is somewhat of a shortage, which is also creating an increase in prices. It's in the city, it's in the province, it's actually right across the country. And it's basically a result of outstanding issues due to COVID-19. Most of the lumber mills at the beginning of the year were speculating that there was going to be a drop in usage of materials. So they started curtailing their development of materials and lumber supplies. And then once COVID struck, most of the lumber plants were shut down for 6-8 weeks. So that really curtailed what they had available. And then past that, once we hit April, May, June, we actually seen an increase in the requests for lumber materials. So they had already been at a backlog. Most of those industries now say that they're back up to capacity, but there's still some transportation issues across the country, trains, those types of things, which are still allowing some backlogs of materials. And even though they're up to 100%, we're hearing from the lumber industry that they're still basically about 3 months behind on their supply.
Is the price going up as a result?
So it's like anything with supply and demand. Obviously, the price has started increasing. We have heard some concerns in the province that the price is increasing because of just local economy, but it is a fact of right across the country. Residential construction, do-it-yourself projects and everything has increased especially since June, which is putting a shortage on the already low numbers of building materials that are out there. It's creating an increase in pricing. We have been told that based on supplies that we should start to see a plateau over the next couple of months. However, by the time it starts coming down, right now we're seeing lumber prices, especially sheet materials and larger lumber, we're pretty much at double where we were at the beginning of COVID or back in early March. So it may be spring before we start to see it really come back down, but that's really going to depend on where the market goes.
Do you think this demand is being driven by the fact that people are spending more time at home and they want to upgrade their surroundings?
That's kind of the indication that we're seeing here. A lot of people are upgrading. They're not traveling, so they're spending more money at home. They have some additional income that they have, so they want to do some renovations. They probably spent a lot of time at home during the shutdown and seen some things that they wanted to change. So now's the time, and locally with the residential rebate program, it's pretty much given homeowners the opportunity to get a 25% rebate, so there's some additional cash in their pocket to be able to do those projects.
Yeah, and with that rebate, there's been a little bit of a development from government that's kind of helping things along too.
Based on the lumber issues and some of the material and just the sheer uptake in the program, government has announced that completion of projects now is the end of June of 2021. It was originally the end of March, but because of those delays, they've pushed it out, which is great for the industry. We're starting to come into the time when some exterior projects just won't be able to be done, depending on where our weather goes. So those extra couple of months will be definitely a benefit to our industry.
And Mr. Mercer, what do you do if you're a contractor and you've bid on a project for materials at a certain price, a certain availability, you know, hoping that you'd be able to get these materials? What do you do if you're in that situation?
A lot of it comes down to being reputable and speaking with your clients. It's something that's generally outside of the contractor's control. Most contracts would be written in such a way to alleviate some of those concerns. There are some contractors that have clauses where there's an increase in price, but it has to be agreeable to the homeowner as well. So, you know, really we're kind of at the mercy of the suppliers and the wood manufacturers. So from a contractor's perspective, you know, we really just ask that you sit down and talk with your clients and explain the situation and why that there are going to be delays and get to the job as soon as you can.